From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, March 17th at 8:55, and we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are mixed here to start the new week, led by wheat market showing some green here this morning on St. Patrick's Day. Concerned about some weather for the winter wheat crop out in the southern plains, obviously over the weekend, very windy and continues to be dry in a couple other spots around the world as well. So wheat seeing some fun short covering here to start the week and helping pull corn up by a few pennies as well. Soybeans kind of left by itself here a little bit with some weaker action seen in the soybeans here this morning. Looks like South American weather continues to be pretty favorable. Drying out in Argentina, which will be good for harvest progress. Looks like bean harvest progress in Brazil also moving along. Second corn planting progressing. It looks like maybe even in that extended weather forecast, enough rain in the forecast to help the corn crop that the bean market is under a little bit of pressure here with active harvest progress in South America expected to continue. Export inspections will be out this morning. We will see NOPA crush out here later this morning for February. Expecting NOPA crush to be in that 185 area, which would be another strong month for crop, for bean crush. Not much news over the weekend on tariffs. Continuing to look for that early April time where we're the pause for both Mexico and Canada expires, and then reciprocal tariffs are due to be talked about at that time too. So we'll see what President Trump does there, but pretty quiet on the tariff front, at least to start the week. Midwest weather looks kind of choppy here this week. We'll have some rain / snow chances throughout the week. Temperatures will continue to gyrate between above normal to below normal here. So kind of typical March weather. So we'll see what kind of progress gets made. There has been a little bit of planting progress done for both corn and soybeans here, but still very light overall. So spring weather will continue to be the focus here as we move closer to those acres reports and grain stocks report here at the end of the month. As for prices, May corn at 461 and three quarters, up 3 1/4. July at 470 and a half, up 3. East corn at 453 and a half, up 2 1/2. May soybeans 10.12 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. July at 10.26 and a half, down 3 1/2. May soybean meal 305.30, that's down 60. May soybean oil at 41.59, that's unchanged. May Chicago wheat 570 and a half, up 13 and a half. May Kansas City wheat at 602, that's up 16. May Minneapolis wheat at 612, that's up 10 1/4. Livestock markets here this morning are mostly higher. We got April cattle at 203.42, that's up 25. April feeders 282.27, up 107. April hogs 87.87, up 125. May hogs at 91 even, up 180. So overall, continue to see some green on the screen here for the grain markets led by the wheat. Otherwise, looks like a pretty standard week in terms of demand reports, with the exception of NOPA crush out later today. Continue to watch political news. Like I said, if any tariff news would pop up, we'd probably see some volatility continue to circulate here a little bit. May corn kind of stuck between the 100 and 200 day moving averages here this morning. Otherwise, fairly quiet start here, and we'll continue to watch some of this outside news to see if that moves the market here as the week goes on, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says that today will be sunny and breezy, a high of 57 degrees. Wind gusts to at least 30 miles per hour. The National Weather Service does have a hazardous weather outlook for the wind gusts and dry temperatures. They advise to avoid outdoor burning due to an elevated fire risk. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.